Ethan Bartlow, Houston Dynamo defender. Well, I'm going to say defender slash midfielder joins us. How about that, Ethan? Does that work?
I like the sound of that. I think I'll get a little bit of crap from the guys on the team, but I like it.
So let's just talk about this Los Angeles win. For me, the most comprehensive win of the year. It happens on the road. It's against the LA Galaxy, very talented team. How do you position it?
I think it was a great performance from the whole team, honestly. I think going in, we were a little confused why they rotated their lineup. I think we took that kind of personally, and I think that kind of showed.
Yeah, so you were expecting to get Chicharito, Douglas Costa. Is that what I'm assuming here? They didn't, and you guys maybe took that as a slap in the face a little bit.
Yeah, I think definitely. They think they can, just because they're home, they can beat up on us with their second team. I don't think we like that at all.
Yeah, so you find motivation in different ways, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so look, you get 34 minutes against LA, and they're very important minutes. At the end of the game, there's four center backs on the field. You're playing, I don't know if this was as much of a hybrid role as it was against Nashville. It seemed you were tucking in a little deeper more at times with that against Nashville. Tell us about the role, and obviously it's almost as though you're becoming a little bit of a specialist in this role as well, and it provides you another opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do whatever I can to help the team and to get on the field. But it was a little more of an advanced role than it was against Nashville. It kind of started as the same against Nashville, and then obviously Daniel came on at the end, and it kind of pushed Darren Serena and I forward a little bit. But yeah, just trying to do whatever I can to help grind out the win.
So you did a great job, by the way, and congratulations on the win. I should have said that from
Thank
the
you.
Top of
yeah.
the interview. Is it somewhat comforting knowing you're going to be defending like that and that you have two guys behind you? Because normally when you play a center back, it's only a goalkeeper.
It's in a way it's more comfortable. In another way, it's almost less comfortable just because I'm not used to it as much. But yeah, I think when Tim and Teenage are behind me, and then even Dan at the end, it's pretty easy to feel comfortable in those guys' ability to defend.
Talking to Ethan Bartlow, Houston Dynamo has helped them see out games. He had his first ever start in Major League Soccer. We've had him on the show before against Inter Miami in that road win. So you've been a part of two road wins. That's pretty big considering, you know, the last couple years of Dynamo on the road. It has not been good. So you guys must be feeling pretty good. Do you see this win over LA, and do you get the sense from the guys that this is kind of a platform game, one you're going to put a circle around and kind of go back to and just go, hey, remember what we did in LA?
Yeah, I think it's definitely something we can build off of. But at the same time, it's more about the next game than the last game for us. So I think we're all excited to go to Kansas City and hopefully move on in the Open Cup and then finish strong before the break on Saturday.
What's the message to the fans? Because, you know, a lot of the fan base, oh, why don't we take the Open Cup serious? You know, nobody talks about it. It's not promoted. We are a club that has won it once. What's the message to the fans in your opinion? Because I think sometimes as you get closer and closer to the holy grail of winning it, people seem to get a little bit more serious.
I think for us, it's always been serious. Even if we're rotating the lineup, the 11 on the field are going to go out and do everything they can to get a win. And for me personally, as someone who's maybe not starting as much in the MLS games, it's an important way to get minutes, to get starts under my belt. We take it very seriously.
All right, you get the start against Seattle two games ago. Of course, you went to the University of Washington, Pac-12 Defender of the Year, Pacific Northwest. This was a big night for you, I would have to think. In your career, you performed very, very well against one of the top strikers in the league in Raul Ruiz Diaz. Obviously, the Dynamo lost 1-0, but what personally did that night mean to you? Because, you know, you got all these Pacific Northwest ties.
Yeah, it meant a lot. I have kind of a long history with the Sounders. Obviously growing up a fan, They didn't want me when I was really younger, and then eventually they did, but I was happy where I was. And then just to kind of see that all to come to fruition and play against them, it was a really awesome experience. And then I know a bunch of guys on their team, so it was pretty cool to see them too.
All right, you said, I'm going to go back to that. What about Raul Ruiz Diaz? What makes it so difficult playing against him?
He's everywhere. Him and Ladero both move a lot off the ball, and they always want the ball at their feet. And then in the box, it's easy to lose track of him. I think maybe a little bit on their goal, we lost track of him a bit. Obviously, we were scrambling a little bit defensively, but he's someone you absolutely have to look out for.
So is he trying to hide? Is he trying to get on the blind side? Take us into some of the little tricks that a guy like him provides. Because, look, they're not going to service him in the air with guys like you around. They're obviously going to play to his feet. He's 5'7" or 5'8", so he wants it at his feet. What are some of the tricks you're seeing from guys like him that you probably wouldn't see in the college game?
I think most of it's just kind of double and triple movements where you kind of move into a space where maybe you don't want the ball, and then that opens up the space where you do want the ball. I think DQ is actually really good at that stuff too. But it's tough to deal with because you have to honor the first space they go, but then he doesn't actually want it there. So it's tough.
So collectively, how do you guys work against mobile forwards like that, or players like Ladero and Ruiz Diaz? As a group, how do you deal with these types of guys?
I think first and foremost, it's just our back line, making sure we're in the same line, we're compact and everything. And then communication's huge.
A lot of passing these guys on to each other.
Right. Yeah. So if they check in, we pass them into the midfield. Tim and I would always make sure we're talking back and forth, knowing where he is, where Ladero is.
Talking to Ethan Bartlow, University of Washington, also Houston Dynamo. Numbers this year, 7 games. 4 starts, 438 minutes played. All right, so this has been a real year of opportunity for you in year two. You got that 90 minutes, which was important with the Dynamo 2 team, and here you are getting minutes with the first team. You know, to get to this point, were there ever any moments you had the injury? Were there ever any moments where, as a professional athlete, a little self-doubt creeps in?
Absolutely, yeah. I think last year was just a tough year for me all around. Couldn't stay healthy. And then when I was healthy, I couldn't get minutes. Obviously it was kind of a tough year for the team as well. And then this year it's just been great. Even when I haven't been playing, it just feels like a whole new team almost, even though a lot of the guys are the same.
What are some of the things that's going on with the staff that makes this difference? Because it obviously looks like a more tied together unit. You're getting more results. What is it?
I can't say enough about the staff. I think they're just so, they feel very approachable, and they're almost like relatable to us. Obviously they were all players. So they know kind of what the players want in a manager. So I think it's been really good. Just kind of the relationships there.
So as a professional soccer player, how much one-on-one time do you have with a coach or an assistant coach, Chris Martinez, maybe? He was a center back, I know, in his day. How much, like, one-on-one conversation do you have maybe during the course of a normal week?
They'll just kind of pull guys aside through training in the facility. I'd say as defenders, we actually talk the most with Jimmy, and he works with the back line a lot. We do video just as a back line. But he'll just kind of give you a little pointer here and there, and walk you through what you kind of have to do for the game. So it's been great.
Ethan Bartlow talking about Jimmy Nielsen there, another one of the Dynamo assistant coaches. All right. So heading into the Open Cup, playing in a place like Sporting Kansas City against Sporting Kansas City, what's the expectations coming from them tomorrow night?
A win. Nothing more to it. I think we've shown we can go on the road and get results. And it doesn't matter what lineup we put out there tomorrow night. I think we're hoping for a win.
sporting Kansas City and playing against a team that's very aggressive in your own ways. And of course, Paulo Nagamura was underneath Peter Vermes. So there's probably some coaching tips and identity that he's picked off from him. You've watched them this year. You saw the game. You guys went there and you lost 1-0. You were pretty defensive that night at that stage of this season. What's different this go around?
I think within the locker room, we almost felt like we maybe showed them a little too much respect. Not in a negative way, but I think we didn't go into that game trying to play our game. It was almost reactionary. And I think tomorrow night we're going to go into it wanting to play our game.
Sure, game evolving. What's different now? Is it evolving from an attacking perspective? How is it evolving?
I think from the beginning of the season, you could kind of see they came in with the goal of kind of solving the defense a little bit. And then now we're starting to kind of piece that together with the attack. And I think Saturday's result kind of shows what we can be.
Yeah, the quality of those three goals, we're talking to Ethan Bartlow, 3-0 victory over LAFC, great quality. I mean, these goals would stand up in any league in the world. I would say that in a New York minute. You guys have to be proud of that result and those types of goals. But would you agree with that? That sometimes, you know, we don't get the respect, quality of Pasher's goal, the quality of Sebas with the little flick. And then, of course, Thor with, you know, we thought he was Cristiano Ronaldo there for a second with all the stepovers.
Yeah, I think those are three great goals. I can't say enough about those guys and kind of the development that we've seen, especially from guys like Sebas and Thor this season. I think earlier in the season, maybe we're still getting accustomed to that. Those guys were still getting accustomed to the system. But I think the only way to go is up from here.
So I'm going to take you back to what you were saying about Seattle. And you did say that there was a moment there where they didn't take you in the early stages of your youth career. Can you think back and even being – how old were you when that occurred, first of all?
I would have been 14 then. And I was the most disappointed little kid. It ended up being great for me.
Was it a source of motivation? Do you look at that as a positive? Because listen, we all know there is disappointment in the rungs of a career. And I think sometimes, you know, I don't know why it's being said now because players are going to Europe, but you know, a lot of times people, the American players coddled the youth system, the money, all these things. Do you remember that as being a source of motivation for you after you got over the kind of the pain of not being accepted right away?
Yeah, absolutely. Like literally a week later, I tried out for kind of a Crossfire pre-academy up in Seattle and I made that. And then I was Crossfire the rest of the way through high school until college. So that was huge for me. And that's kind of what got me started.
Crossfire's got a big reputation, right? DeAndre Yedlin, isn't that Bernie James up there?
Yep.
Yeah, Bernie.
That was my coach for a few years, yeah.
Yep. Bernie was a defender. What'd you learn from Bernie?
Most of what I learned from Bernie, I can't say out loud, but no.
That's kind of what I remembered the one or two times I played against him. Yeah.
No, but he was great in terms of not making anything pretty. Just grinding out results, wanting to win everything. And as a defender, it was all about don't get scored on, like nothing else matters.
Ethan Bartlow joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Outside of speed of play and the normal answers that the player is going to give us, jumping to the professional level from the college game, the quality of the players, what would be one or two things that at this level now, in year two for you, that makes it different, that you're adjusting to?
I'd say just kind of being on your own in life almost. Like whether you live by yourself or not, you really are on your own because everyone's out there grinding to play, to get paid, whatever, to feed their family. And so you have to definitely be rooting for the team, but you also have to kind of look out for yourself a little bit.
Is it isolating sometimes? I mean, are you at home with your thoughts alone? I'm thinking about you in year one when you had the injuries. And I know what it's like to have an injury. You almost don't feel a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think last year, especially, like the guys were great. They were very supportive. But at the same time, like I would go home and have nothing to do. I was injured. And yeah, just felt kind of alone at times.
With the focus being on getting healthy and getting fit again so that you can go back in there and compete for the playing time, when you were at home, what else did you do other than think about that? I'm sure you thought about that constantly, but was there any other thing you were able to do, people you talked to?
It's just, for me, like just talking to family, friends, just trying to almost take my mind off of it was big. And it was just kind of, it's big for the mental health. I think that's something that people don't talk enough about.
Yeah. It's challenging, right? Because everybody sees you running out with the uniform on in a beautiful grass field, but they don't realize you might be sitting home critiquing your game. Do you critique your game when it's over? Do you go back and look at your own game? And yes, I did this well, man, I'm like this. I mean, I do that on broadcast. I always come up with something I didn't like.
Yeah, absolutely. You go back and watch the game, maybe rewind a couple of times on specific plays that you did well or did bad on. But yeah, it's watching film is huge.
Really is. The second time around, you see a lot of things, certainly even from my perspective on television. Well, listen, Ethan, thank you so much. We wish you the best of luck against Sporting Kansas City in the Open Cup and then on to Real Salt Lake this weekend. Keep up the great work. Been enjoying watching you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.